And mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, your art is everywhere. Who are some of your clients?
Well, you know, the art we sell and make, we use it to basically fund the ministry and fund other ministries. And so by the grace of God, I made a living as an artist. And you know, God, in the Bible says, if you do good work and honor him, he'll bring you before kings. And I haven't been in front of any kings, but we've had President George W. Bush has one of my sculptures. And we just, Senator Ted Cruz has one of my sculptures. Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, has one of my sculptures. Pope John Paul had one of my sculptures. Just a lot of people that you would know in the sports world, and Jack Nicklaus, the golfer, has got one of my sculptures. The music world, Winona Judd, Johnny Cash, you know, the business world, CEO of Coca-Cola, Chick-fil-A, just a lot of places. And then in the Christian world, people like Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Oral Roberts.
All the biggies.
Rick Warren, Max Licato. But it's not us. God did this. But I guess the bottom line I would say to you, do good work for God. And if you do good work for him, no matter where you're working, God will bring you before people, and they will see God working through what you do. And it's just been an honor to do that. Yeah, exactly.
We have a miracle of the week that we do. Max, you would share that this
week. Well, since we're on that thing, let me just say this. I think it's a miracle that I've been able to make a living from my artwork, and now I'm 65 years old. I look really good on the radio, and
all.
If you see me in person, I look like an old guy. But anyways, you know, I think back at my life, and it's been a miracle. I've been able to do what I love and want to do, and God's given me gifts, these artistic gifts. I didn't earn them. I didn't, you know, he just put them in me, and I've tried to use those gifts to honor him. And I'm just, I think it's kind of a miracle that I've been able to live a life of an artist and then to serve the King of Kings. And that's a miracle for me. And so thank you, everybody that's helped to feed us over these years. And thank you, God.
Speaking of that, Max, what's the website if they're listening and they want to find out everything there is to know about all your artwork?
Oh, it's just the Griner Art website. It's just MaxGreinerArt.com, MaxGreinerArt.com, and that's G-R-E-I-N.
And you have all different sizes of art,
all
so they don't have to buy a huge lifelike sculptor. They have your smaller stuff,
prices
too.
Start at $3.
Right.
Yeah, they go up,
but
paintings, drawings, jewelry, gifts, sculptures, all kinds of things.
Right.
But, yeah.
And website one more time.
Yes, MaxGreinerArt.com. And a lot of it now for the last 30 years points straight to Jesus. And that's what he's had me do. He pulled me off from my secular work, and now I'm just doing work for the King.
Well, Bobby Dindy, see, I got it right.
You did good.
Is back with us. Max, give a little brief background
intro,
of him in case some of the people are listening now didn't hear the other shows.
Yeah, and they can go back and hear the previous shows, too, on our website and just click on the archives, and you can hear, because it's been amazing what we've heard from Bobby Dindy. But he is from Arizona. He is one of those living evangelists in the pattern of the Old Testament, New Testament evangelists that
spent 40 days and 40 nights here at the
cross. He
brought
the music to us.
He
brought all that everybody enjoys. He's the one that God used to do that. But, he's kind of remarkable because most, evangelists, they have a big ministry thing. They have a schedule. They have all this stuff. They have the money. They have the tax ID. They have all the things. And Bobby just kind of goes where the Holy Spirit goes. And he's on an on-call basis, kind of like a doctor that's on call. And so God sends him all around the United States with his music and ministry, and he talks to lots, thousands of people about Jesus. And he reaches people that normal churches, pastors, evangelists don't reach. And that's what, God, I guess, needs a few people like that, arrows in his quiver. They're people that he can send on the moment's notice to go into an Indian reservation or go to children's camp or to go wherever and to bring the presence of God. And that's what he's famous for. And so he's been a great blessing to us. This is his last show today. We wanted to hear a little about his life, Roy. So why don't you take it away there and ask the questions.
Some say you are a worship evangelist.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know what? I play music for the King, and a lot of times, my background, I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a few minutes, coming from the nightclub entertainment, chasing Hollywood and all that. But, as the Lord had really got a hold of my life and where I'm at, I'm really playing worship. I'm worshiping the King, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not there to entertain people or take requests. I said I'm not a request DJ or whatever, but I'm playing worship music, various artists that God gives me to play as he's telling me. Is it an interesting thought that maybe the Lord would have certain songs he'd like you to hear and like to play that ministers unto himself? And so that's what I try to do, is listen to the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit. What would you like to hear? And put that together. And he has, a theme, and he has an anointing for each and everything that I've done, worship differently. And so that's a worship evangelist. I tell people, and I've been part of some really mega ministries, I said, you don't even need to be here. Don't put me on a stage. I never want to be on a stage. Matter of fact, I'm never on the stage. The headliner is Jesus, and I like to keep it that way. There was a large ministry said, we'd like you to come and be a part of this, and we'll make a place for you on the stage. And I said, no, I'll be the guy behind the screen with my DJ, with my worship music and speakers. You will experience what I do because of my love for God and his love for me. It doesn't need to be about me. It needs to be about him. And at times, he gives me an opportunity to share things, and I know that he's opening doors to share some of this stuff in a greater measure, and I'm grateful, but I do travel by his leading and his guiding. And, I have a testimony, a story about the power of prayer that brought me to Jesus Christ.
And share that with us now. What were you like before you came to Jesus?
My mom, single mom, 5 kids. I'm the oldest. Dad was a drug addict, alcoholic. Maybe saw him 2 years out of my entire life. And my mom came to Jesus Christ in 1969 by going to a Billy Graham crusade. And I am a product of that. I got to talk to some people from Billy Graham Crusades just a few years ago, saying I'm so grateful for what you guys were a part of and still a part of. My mom accepted Christ in 1969 at Arizona State University. And I saw the change in my mom happen. But as I was growing, I was looking for something different. I was looking. We were raised poor, and I thought being a celebrity and being someone with money and power was where I was at. So I pursued that. So I'm one of those guys in 1976. I'm 18, and I get introduced to disco music and being a DJ. And from there, it just kept on going to all kinds of genres of music. But at the same time this was happening, my mom was inviting me to church, and this went on for 18 years. I ended up being a hardcore alcoholic, nightclub DJ, entertainer, went to Hollywood, and I was chasing, you know, the life of that and chasing that style. I was chasing that. I thought that would bring fulfillment. I tell people at one point I had the Mr. T starter kit. I had 5 gold necklaces and all the rings, and I had a sports car, and I was chasing that. And the whole time my mom was praying, I had a promise from God that one day I would work for God and help young people in America. And I was the furthest thing from that. I mean, the furthest thing from that. And my mom would pray, and she said, I can't tell you how many times I gave up on you, maybe 1,000 times, if someone would have a dream about you and come and encourage me. God himself would speak to me about you. And she prayed and she prayed. And it never got better until it did. And I had a younger brother, a twin brother and sister, and he attempted suicide. He shot himself in the head. Before that time had happened, for months, I knew God was calling me, but I felt I was too dirty and God could not receive me because of places I've been, compromises I've done. Yeah, seen things I've been a part of that God could never forgive me. So I never took my mom up on her invitation to come to church. But I had a younger brother that was in church but was struggling, and the enemy was pursuing him. And the God was knocking on my door in the last year of my life, a nightclub DJ. I'm playing music till 3 in the morning. I never remember how I got home. I never remember how, and I would always look. I would get home at 4 or 5 in the morning and look the next day to see if I had hit somebody or hit something. And it was a mother's prayer and people interceding, praying for me and protecting others to keep me safe. And there was a point, a decision that I finally made to come to Christ. And that's when my brother attempted suicide and shot himself in the head. And God, I went to the hospital, and it's basically like a scene out of a movie. You want to know the scene?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Do it fast.
I will. So we're in there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. My two sisters come to me, and they say, you know what? Chris is in the hospital. He shot himself in the head, and they don't think he's going to make it. You need to come now. And all of a sudden, a realization that, oh, my God, I've wasted my life. I'm 31 years old. My brother's 17, and what have I done? I go to the hospital, and I'm in this little room with my brothers and sisters, and the nurse is there and a police officer there, and they're saying it looks really bad. We're not sure he's going to survive. And my mom says this: I have a promise from God about all 3 of my sons. He will survive. He will make it. And I'm in that room, and I tell you right now, something filled that room that would overwhelm me. I didn't know what it was at the time, but it superseded the words that they were saying, weren't as strong as the words my mom was saying. I realized my mom has something and I need it. So I go out to the hallway. The sun's coming up early morning. They're doing emergency surgery. Just so happens the best neurosurgeon, it just happens to be on call at that hospital. And I said, God, I'll make you a deal. If you save my brother, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, my brother Tim, he's 2 years younger, comes to me. And I was so mad at the enemy, I got to tell you. I said, where is he? I want him to manifest. I will fight. I'll take him out. And my brother Tim said to me, you cannot fight him unless you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's the only way you can do battle with this enemy. And I surrendered my life. And I said, listen, Lord, I'll tell you what. I will do everything I can to stop others from taking their lives. If you'll just save my brother, you lead me. You guide me. You tell me what to do. I surrender. Render myself, my life, my talents to you. And that started the journey. And my brother didn't die. Emergency surgeries, and it's a longer story, and it's actually in my book that I wrote. That's it's called The Journey for the King on Amazon.com.
Max, I think you want to pray for some folks right now, and then in a little bit we're going to talk about how people are listening can support Bobby's ministry, if you would.
Yeah. Well, why don't we put the prayer at the end of the show here, Roy?
Right now, we're almost
at the end of the
3
show.
3 minutes left.
Okay. Well,
whatever you want to.
Let me ask you this, Bobby. Anybody can receive Christ, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like absolutely. You can't be so bad that Jesus doesn't want you.
I was so bad.
Yeah, and because he died for you and me and the rest of us, all we have to do is come to him. And he does allow you to make deals. You know, a lot of us have done that kind of thing, God. And it's amazing. If you'll be serious with him, he'll come to you. And Bobby, tell us, how can people support your ministry?
Can go to His Fish on Fire. That's my website, His Fish on Fire. And it has a link to the music, has a link to the book that I wrote about the journeys that I've been on. And these are true stories of true journeys. And I have a friend that's looking to take this book to become a movie, because I'm not watering anything down. This is real life stuff, as you know, and I'm living it. And I think people need to know that, you know, not everything works out when you come to Christ. But what I tell people is, he's never left me. In my stupid mistakes, after even receiving Christ and walking with Christ, he's never left me, and he will not leave you.
Right.
He will not leave you.
So the best way, for somebody to contact you if they want to support you, because you're doing your ministry on faith.
Absolutely, faith.
Yeah, you're not part of a big organization.
Nope.
You're just part of God's big organization.
Yeah.
And so if they want to donate to what you're doing.
The website.
Okay, give that again.
It's hisfishonfire.com.
Good.
Okay. You want to pray now, Max, or you want to talk a little more?
Yeah, let's just say a little prayer. And then we'll have, at the end of the show, we'll actually have a prayer for salvation. But let's pray this. Lord, the fire that's on Bobby.
Yes. I feel it.
We ask that you put that fire on the people that are listening right now.
Yes, Lord.
And that they will be jealous, God, of having an experience like Bobby's had with you, that they will want that for themselves. Because the Bible says he's not a respecter of persons, and that what he does for one, he will do for another. So I'd pray that the anointing that's on Bobby, that go through this this program right now and these microphones and touch the hearts. And, Lord, I just pray that people will surrender just like he did in that moment and in that crisis in his life. And he has been running after you ever since, Lord. And we pray that the people listening, they will be set on fire by you for the rest of their lives so they can be a blessing to people. And we just thank you, God, for doing that. In Jesus' name.
Bobby, you have any closing comments?
I just want to say he's real. Jesus is real. Ask him. Challenge him to show himself real, and he will.
Max, any closing comments?
Just that it's fun meeting these different kind of strange people that love Jesus.
The Bible says we're a peculiar people.
And if you really, you know, say, God, I want to do whatever you want to do and meet whoever you want to meet, you'll get to meet some of the strangest people.
So the bottom line, if you're listening and you're a little strange or weird, it's okay. We love you.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah, right?
More important is Jesus really loves you, and he'll take anybody. He's looking for warm bodies is what he's looking for. So
people
warm
help
voices
us,
received.
Donate time or money. Max, how do they reach us?
Just thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Well, Max Greiner and Sherry Greiner and Bobby Dendy. You got it right.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us. And Bobby, best of luck to you. And thanks for taking time to be here with us. Have a good week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, Sherry. Back with you again with comments. The first one comes from Becky F., Ingram, Texas. And it's sent in from TripAdvisor website. And Becky says, the empty cross of Kerrville. Want serenity? Here's the place to go. Sculptures are awesome and the miracles keep flowing. Wait for an hour or meet for an hour or a whole day. Every time I go, they have something more added. Now there are picnic tables to rest and have lunch, lights for nighttime, and always a breeze. So if you're going in the cool, wear a jacket. Heat, bring suntan lotion and a hat. The trees are just now showing a little shade, but most of all, feel the presence of our Lord. God bless. And those picnic tables, once again, I have to add this, is from Linda and Terry Force, who were so very, very gracious to make these tables themselves and put them out there. And if you ever come to the garden, they are fantastic tables, like you've never seen before. Okay, SoCal, Oregon, Murrieta, California, says, a noble endeavor. Saw the sign and cross from our hotel room and decided to stop by on our way to Fredericksburg. This is a work in progress, but still a nice place to come and sit and pray or just contemplate. There are boxes of prayer rocks scattered around the park and Sharpies to write your message. A nice visit is 30 to 45 minutes. Don't forget to stop at the entrance and see the statuary there. Admission is free and open from 7 a.m. to midnight. Anonymous is the next one sent in and says, God is good. I want to say thank you for this beautiful place. I was a Baptist here almost 2 years ago, coming to see the Coming King Foundation's prayer sculpture garden. While here, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Ever since, it has changed me. I love to come and just sit and feel peace. I wish I didn't have to leave because I feel so at peace here. From Colonel Bill Lewis, our 93-year-old tour guide chaplain. Bill says, the changes keep on coming and our guests never stop being amazed in subsequent visits. A Welsh lady expressed it yesterday. The garden and the cross are downright awesome. Ross Bell from Kerrville says, I haven't felt like this in my life. I feel so alive here. All I am focusing on is God when I am here. I am so at peace here. This is amazing. Jesus Garza from Mission, Texas says, really a nice place. I feel nice like this place. Thank you for this beautiful place of worship, a sign that God and Jesus are with us, alive and well, sent in by Hope. And I have the last one from Victoria Salazar, who's from San Antonio, Texas. And she said, thank you for the space of this beautiful place. And that's it. And have a good week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.